bum 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah! It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room. Fix your camera, Leroy. And Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bumps.
Bum.
What do you got today for us, Leroy?
Game ball is going to go to Chop Robinson.
Oh, dude.
Welcome to the party, young fella. Welcome to the party. You were a menace on the football field yesterday. Every play. That tackle's going to have nightmares.
Dude.
You worked him. And I could have very easily given it to Zach Sealer, but we got new blood in the game. Wanted to give it to the young fella because, you know, we have always talked about, even in college, he caused havoc in this backfield. We never made no plays.
This is
he made plays.
This is from Barry Jackson. Per Pro Football Focus, Dolphins rookie Chop Robinson has 10 QB pressures and 1.5 sacks yesterday. That gives him 22 QB pressures and 3.5 sacks the last 3 weeks. He has the NFL's best pass rush win rate during that time.
Whatever that means, I can watch film. I can watch the game.
Okay.
He's making an impact.
You just dismissed these stats?
Yeah.
It's pass rush win rate.
No.
Win rate, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He also just got really mad at plus minus. He hates plus minus.
I hate plus minus.
Just next gen stats. Don't agree with Leroy.
No, but because guess what?
How do you feel about per?
Exactly.
What is per?
Player efficiency rating.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm gonna come over there and per you.
305 Florida man who's so lovely today. He says 10 almost theirs.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
QB pressures? Now you guys are dismissing QB pressures?
They put a new name on almost getting sacks.
You
pressure.
No. You used to get so mad because people used to say on Christian Wilkins, he doesn't get sacks.
Yeah, but it's more about the position.
Fine. But
he doesn't play a position that gets sacks. But he had 100 tackles.
Dude, he killed Drake May yesterday. Like, there were a bunch of that he just mauled that dude.
Okay.
I thought Drake May wasn't getting up after that. One that was before the 4th-and-18 stupid touchdown that they had, when Chop hit him, I'm like, oh, he's not getting up from that one.
Yeah.
Like, I thought
he got smashed.
I give Drake May huge onions on that just for getting through that game, because I thought Chop like put him in F.
He's not even the best. Chop's not the best. He goes, Chubb is the king of the almost theirs.
Oh, are we getting Chubb back soon? Is he coming back this year?
I haven't even heard about him.
I saw him handing out turkeys, which he was like standing, which is, I guess, good.
I'll tell you what, though, if they get back to 500 and then Mike McDaniel hits us with, by the way, Chubb's coming back this week.
Ooh, watch out.
Uh-oh. Wow. Dolphin Kane said, Greer said a couple of weeks ago that the Dolphins place more value on pressure than sacks.
What?
They keep that same energy when it's time to pay him, Mr. Pressure, and not Mr. Sack.
Yeah.
Right? Because guess what? It's not a year ago.
Okay.
When you wouldn't pay Christian Wilkins because you said he don't get sacks.
It's true.
Make up your mind.
He's really mad that Christian Wilkins is gone.
Fair. Him and Van Ginkle, sore spots.
Oh,
I'm here. And I'm going to be fair about the situation, okay? I have to be less upset about Christian Wilkins because that's a personal thing. That's just, I really like him, right? And the guys that they have replaced him with have really done well. So that's a me problem. But I'll be damned. You lost both your pass rushers. You didn't know when you were going to get him back. And you had a guy on your roster who picked up the slack last year.
Van Ginkle, another sack yesterday, by the way.
So.
Damn, he's
trying to tee.
So. What I would say is, I ain't going to never eat it with this the Van Ginkle one. I know I got to eat it with Christian Wilkins because that's a personal thing.
Yep.
Right? But Van Ginkel, when you ain't have no pass rushers?
Well, they do now.
Yeah, but that's after the fact.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
Can I just enjoy the guy we got?
I'm not eating it. I'm telling you. Nope. So.
Chop Robin's about to get this turkey leg.
My game bump.
Ooh. Okay.
Goes to anybody.
Whoa.
Who was playing football. With 3 minutes left to go in the game. In the Cowboys-Redskins game. Okay. Anyone on the football field. Okay. Starting with the kicker. Starting with the whole Cowboys defense.
Bad snap, by the way.
The whole Cowboys defense.
The center, the long snapper you're going after?
Oh, yeah.
Followed up by the onside kick.
Bum.
They gave up another touchdown. Oof. They scored 41 points in the fourth quarter between the two teams. 41 points. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
That was the most bananas end of a game I have ever seen.
Yeah. Do you have to stick with this long snapper for the Dolphins? Win streak. You don't mess with a win streak.
You can't mess up a win streak.
Can't mess with
also,
a win streak.
Also, quiet on Twitter.
Can I just say this?
What?
You ever go into your sock drawer?
Mm-hmm.
And you see two socks, and they don't match. Do you go try to find a match? No, you just grab another pair.
You can't right? just keep finding long snappers.
Long! Dude.
I actually just put that pair
long
on.
Long snapper is like opening up your drawer underwear and seeing that you have
I don't think that's true, because what happens, you keep playing this game. We found a long snapper that seems to be snapping just fine. I don't know what's going on with Blake Ferguson.
Oh,
why he's not.
Snappers can snap just fine.
I don't know.
Blake.
Oh, why is this long? Hold on.
You want to give a long snapper $100 million contract?
Their long snapper
they're long snappers. They're
long,
that's it.
Hold on. Their long snapper has been eligible to come back for like 3 weeks. He's still not snapping because I don't know what's going on. But now it's the last week. They got to decide: do they keep this long snapper that they have because they can't keep elevating him off the practice squad? And I'd say a win streak long snapper is a long snapper I want to keep.
And I would say a long snapper is a long snapper. You are talking about in a 53-man roster, that is the bottom of the barrel.
All right, listen.
I'm telling you.
I've been telling you I want a super snapper for all these years. You said that was a stupid idea.
Huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think it's because...
Yep. Yeah,
but our long snapper came from the Association of Long Snappers.
That is true. Fastest snap in all of Texas.
Woo!
Tucker Addington.
Fastest snap in the South.
First of all,
what?
Nothing on this earth,
Tucker,
says I am an intangible. Like, what is it, Tucker?
Tucker Addington.
Woo!
Tucker Addington. And this might be a side job, because in his real job, he's just rich. Addington, right?
Correct.
You know, anybody know a broke Addington?
Nope. Our second multimillionaire that just playing football for the love.
Play with Gator Cove.
Just doing it for the love of the game.
Wow, Tucker Addington. Go follow him on social media, people. He's only got 1,000 Instagram followers.
And that's why he still has the job. You know, he's not focused on, you know, picking beefs with our safety. Remember when Blake Ferguson
did that happen.
You know, he's not out here talking about Trump or Biden on his social media like Blake Ferguson tends to do. It just kind of seems like he's snapping the football.
I don't really care what Blake Ferguson is tweeting about. I just want to know, like, where is he? It's just a strange thing to see a long snapper. I know that he had some personal thing, but he's been back with the team.
Whenever he said Tucker Addington sees himself as a young John Denny.
Well, you would need John Denny to say that he sees Tucker Addington as a young him.
I've never met a person that came into the league and said, I want to be a long snapper. It's usually a guy who played offensive line that ends up being the long snapper.
But, dude, I'm telling you, and I respect what you have to say, right? Because you're a football knowledge man. Times, they have changed. And this guy came.
Let me put it in your terms, right? You know how in the corner they have a cup man, you have a coach, right? You have the guy with the bucket and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The long snapper would be somebody you bring on the team as the mouthpiece guy. His job for all of this is to just take the mouthpiece in and out. At some point, when they're splitting up the money, they go, we can have somebody we already got on staff do that. Mm. That's what long snapping is.
Well, I've been saying to have a center do it, and you said that was a bad idea.
You did say that. It's true.
No, because
I think you called him, quote,
I don't want to have this argument again. Because I'm going to be
in my... bringing it up.
No, because you keep saying it's bottom of the barrel, and then you keep saying, but you can't just say anybody could do it.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Anybody can do it, but guys have had some...
But here's the other thing that's changed with... It's like how all Australians are punters now, okay, no matter what school. I think even Wake Forest had an Australian punter. I'm like, what?
They all do that drop the point of the ball.
Australia has basically taken all Americans out of punting. So you can't be an American kid and punt anymore, right? They're taking our jobs.
Except for the black kid from Pittsburgh.
Exactly. But but long snapping is now a specialized thing. And Tucker Addington came from the Long Snapping Association of Texas. Fastest snap in all of Texas history.
Let me get this straight.
Fastest snap.
Wait. South. Hold on. Let's be clear. Of all the professions on a football team, the only one that has an organization is the long snapper.
You need to unionize as long snappers.
They're
already
in a union. You're in the players' union.
I feel like you guys don't treat them like other players.
We don't know.
You know?
Dude, I have events or stuff like that. I don't know what position the guy played.
Addington went...
I just know he got years in.
Here's... this is the opening line of his professional career. Addington went unselected in the 2020 NFL draft and spent the following two seasons out of professional football working at the Texas long snapping camp.
Yes. Where he became the fastest snap in the South.
In 2022, he was selected in the sixth round of the 2022 USFL supplemental draft by the Houston Gamblers. He appeared in all 10 of their games as the Gamblers compiled a 3-7 record and placed fourth in the division.
You know who's not a gamble?
Hmm?
Tucker Addison.
That's right.
At center.
You know what we got to do? Honestly, this is really what it's got to come down to. Him and Blake Ferguson got to have a snap-off.
Ooh!
Snap-off, dude. That's just how it's got to go. If you're on a three-game win streak and Blake Ferguson wants his job back, you got to snap it off.
Yep, and it's got to happen at
So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do, okay? Yep.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to take who's the least important Dolphin right now?
You!
Durham Smythe?
No! Tucker Addison.
Is there another tight end? Because there's four tight ends, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna take Durham Smythe, all right?
Yep.
We're going to put a beer bottle on his head, all right?
Oh, okay.
And whoever can snap the beer bottle off clean.
Julian Hill.
It'll just fall. can't trust him for a project. Can't do that. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to take Wes Welker.
Okay. All right.
Wes, you're going to go out there with that giant helmet of yours.
Okay.
We're going to put a beer bottle on your head.
Perfect.
And whoever can keep snapping the beer bottle off by distance, three snaps, that person gets the job.
That's pretty good.
You don't want that.
Why not?
What?
You don't want, like, they snap and they work on snapping at certain distances.
Yeah.
You don't want them snapping it.
I got to see who's better.
And look. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who made you and who gave you the authorization and the tools equipped to being able to determine who is the best football player at any position?
I'm the only person who cares about this.
That I would agree with.
Don't even think. Who is there? Who's their special teams
coach?
You
ever open up a soda and it was flat?
It's not risky.
You just throw it away and go get another one. That's long snapper.
I gotta feel like you're running out of snappers.
That's long snapper.
Oh, Crossman.
It's like. Yeah, this is Cliff at Long Snappers Association.
We need another one. That one's bad.
I don't know if I got another one. Tucker, you can't just keep Tucker around. We ran out of days.
Wait, so.
Can't wait for the snap off.
I hate him playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to get inducted into the Long Snapper Hall of Fame?
Funny you should ask, Leroy.
Is he?
Addington is alumnus of the Texas Long Snapping Organization, and while attending, he posted the fastest snapping speed of any player there, a 0.65 speed. He was later inducted into their Hall of Honor.
Fastest snap in the South. This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
A real Mother Tucker.
Oh, so.
It's good.
So let me get this straight. He got inducted into a Hall of Honors or whatever without playing 16 NFL games.
Well, it was just about his Texas career. I'd imagine it was a high school thing.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Or college. I don't know. Where did he play college? That's a good question. Glad you asked.
The most information you will ever find out about our long snapper right here.
Sam Houston State.
Oh, of course.
I don't trust no school named after a dude.
Bearcats.
Yeah, where'd you get your degree?
What in the Sam Houston are you talking about?
This is holiday week.
Take a break. Get back into the Dolphins. Real Dolphin stuff that's non-long snapping after this.